walked, and when he's going to have to walk again, it's going to hurt initially. But other than that, it's really great. Weightlessness is fantastic. Over. Tariana, we see a lot of the evidence of what people do to the planet. It's not always pretty. We see pollution. We see, if we look at towards the poles, we don't really overfly them too often. We have to look to the side, but we see the ice is melting over there. If you look over a long period of time, it's clear. So we hope that the people can protect our planet more than they're doing now in the future. Over. So animals biology, yes, it determines whether or not it can go to space. It's also difficult to teach, you know, to an animal to adapt to a new environment, to train an animal. A human being is much more trainable than an animal. We can adapt better. And lots of animals have been on the ISS. We've had rodents, mice, we've had spiders, we've had fish, salamanders, a lot of animals, a real zoo on the ISS. Over. And again, we need to go through a lot of medical examinations, our eyes, our balance, our cardiovascular system, muscles, bones, everything needs to be in perfect working order before they'll let you go to space. And we also try not to bring viruses and microbes with us, so we have a quarantine before launch, because if we had microbes on ISS here on the ISS, that would be really hard to get rid of them. Over. Hello, Marine 11. I would bring back my crew. My crew are really, really fantastic people. We get along really well. That's just a shame, because when we come back down on Earth, I'll go back to Europe. My American crewmates will go back to the U.S. Russian crewmates will go back to Russia. And that's a shame, because we get along so well. I wish we could spend more time together on the Earth as well. Over. Hey, Claire, on a day-to-day basis, it's not very dangerous, because NASA and all the space agencies are doing a fantastic job making it safe for us to be in space. So lots of engineers and lots of people are watching over our safety. And on a day-to-day basis, it's not very dangerous. But sometimes, you know, there'll be space debris coming close to the station. We have to move the station. Sometimes we go out in our space suits, and then the level of danger increases. And of course, launch and landing are the two most dangerous events on the space mission. Over. Hey, Andy, I love a lot of things, but one of my favorite things to do is to look at the planet and just watch how beautiful it is, take pictures, and try to keep that memory for me, because it's really, truly unbelievable, the beauty of the planet that we're lucky enough. We use the UTC, Universal Time, which for me it's good, because it's pretty much closer to European time. You know, it's the time that we have in London or Paris, with just 1 hour of difference. So to call my family, it's actually pretty good. For our Japanese colleagues or even American colleagues, unfortunately, there's more difference. But pretty much it would be 7 hours more than your time right now. Hey, Ian. No, we don't get dizzy, but you can when you show up here initially. Your brain doesn't know how to adapt. It's really difficult because your senses are tricking you. So sometimes you can get almost like seasick at the beginning. I was lucky enough not to get sick, but some people get sick, and that's fine. It's gonna take a few days until it passes. And then what do you do when you rest? You hydrate yourself. We take some medication, and after a few days, it's gonna be good. Over. Hey, Dakota, no, it is not. I mean, if we flew really, really fast, faster than we do, we go 17,000 miles an hour. But if we flew really much faster, we would kind of bend the time a little bit. But right now, it's not the case, so I might be a few seconds younger when I come back to Earth, but that doesn't make a big difference. Over. Hey, Courtney, medical risk, yes, it's like being on an exploration mission. Lots of stuff can happen, and also we're on our own, so if we get sick, we have to treat ourselves. We're going to call the control center. They'll call in surgeons and emergency doctors, but mostly if there's a procedure to perform, we'll have to perform it on ourselves, and that's why we're trained as well. Over. We're exposed to roughly 100 times more. the average radiation level on the surface of the planet, but still not too much. I mean, it's still not bad compared to people working in the nuclear power plants, for example. It's really not bad. So there's a limit on how many missions you can get because of radiation, among other things. But for a 6-month mission, it's really not too bad. I hope, at least. That's what they told me. Over. It's not easy to grow plants in space because you imagine watering the plants, we have to do it with a syringe and inject the water in the soil directly. But we can grow all kinds of stuff. We're growing lettuce right now for a biology experiment. And the good thing is, once the experiment is finished, we get to eat it, and we're looking forward to that. Over. Hey, Desi, we've got a lot of different research topics on the ISS. Some of them would be material science, help create new materials, more resistant for cars or planes. Some other ones, it's going to be medicine. And I've been working with on crystal growth in space, how to grow protein crystals. And that's going to help improve dramatically the treatment for people having musculoskeletal pathologies on the Earth. So that's probably the most important experiment I'm working on. Over. And it was a great pleasure for me to talk to you guys, and you had a great day, and study good at school, and you'll get to be whatever you dream of one day.